AI Daily Briefing, June 9, 2026. AP Pales A Whiplash. Apple had a wild day. First, their Siri AI reveal went over like a lead balloon. Shares dropped nearly 5%, wiping out $230 billion in market value. Critics say it fell far short of expectations. But hold on. Apple also quietly unveiled a new AI architecture built around Google's Gemini models, plus the core AI framework for developers. So they're not retreating. They're repositioning. Cheaper AI to woo small developers. The strategy: stop trying to build the best model and instead build the best integration. Whether Wall Street buys it remains to be seen. OpenAI IPO incoming. OpenAI filed confidential paperwork for an initial public offering. No details yet. The filing is sealed, but the timing is notable. They just raised $122 billion. Making them one of the most capitalized private companies in history. An IPO would open the gates for retail investors, but it also means quarterly earnings pressure for a company that burns billions on compute. Expect the S1 to drop within weeks. Anthropic's double feature. Anthropic published two things worth noting. First, a science blog explaining why coding AI has advanced so much faster than biology AI. The problem isn't the models, it's the infrastructure. Biology databases are messy, scattered, and hard for agents to navigate. They're calling for better tooling. Second, and more dramatically, Anthropic leadership is pushing for a coordinated global pause on AI development. Their argument: AI is approaching the point where it can improve itself without human oversight. Recursive self-improvement isn't theoretical anymore, and they want guardrails before it's too late. Xiaomi's speed demon. Xiaomi dropped MiMo V2 5 Pro Ultra Speed, a 1 trillion parameter model that hits 1,000 tokens per second. That's fast enough to stream responses faster than you can read them. It's also landing at a moment when inference speed is becoming the real battleground, not just model quality. The HN crowd is paying attention. XAI's real estate pivot. The top story on Hacker News yesterday argued that XAI looks less like a frontier AI lab and more like a data center real estate investment trust. The analysis points to their massive GPU buildout being monetized through rentals, not just model development. It raises a real question. When the infrastructure costs more than the research, are you still a lab? That's the briefing. Episode 2 covers what's new in local and self-hosted AI. Stick around.